Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, right now, Ron DeSantis is consulting renowned experts about whether or not to run for president in 2024. And the man he is most likely to listen to is President Chris Christie. Well, not literally listen. He'll instead learn from the potential Prezi who ended up presiding in network green rooms instead of the White House because he declined to run when he had his big, well, big dude, but when he had his big chance in 2012. He should also look to the lessons of President Mario Cuomo. These two guys hesitated and missed their window. Just like there are some folks, Mitt Romney, John Kerry, Filonia Milhouse, Von Pontsuit, who never actually had a window at all, yet still tried to dive through one and end up defenestrating themselves. Remember a decade ago when we had Christie Mania, when he was a breath of fresh air blowing away leftist pieties after an improbable New Jersey governor win? And instead of striking while the presidential iron was hot, he failed to go for it. And now he will never be president of anything except maybe the International Society to prevent cardio. Mario Cuomo similarly blew it in the 1980s. He was the Dem candidate who sped up the Democratic heartbeat with his unapologetic defense of leftist value. What was then liberal value. And he had his shot and played Hamlet and never became president. Today he's remembered only for being the father of two big creeps. This 2024 cycle is undoubtedly Ron DeSantis' moment. He won a first election that everybody expected him to lose as the governor of the free state of Florida. He's going to beat and win a crushing victory over secret lizard person Charlie Crist this November. And he has set about owning the left so hard, not merely by humiliating them for their hypocrisy with awesome moves like sending illegals to Martha's Vineyard, but with substantive conservative policies that are sucking the remaining productive people out of the hellscapes like New York and California. He has governed like a conservative, a real conservative, and he has the receipts. Florida works. Kids went back to school while blue state bosses were still sacrificing their own kids' futures to the garbage teacher unions. He's fighting wokeness and his poisonous CRT ideology. He treats the media like what it is, a pack of flunkies. And when he picks fights, he wins them. The base loves him. The polls, such as they are, you know, they bode well to the extent polls are not mere onism, you know. If Donald Trump was not selling the picture, he would be the unquestioned frontrunner. But Donald Trump is in the picture. And he has every right to be. Let's cut the baloney that the regime media keeps serving up. This was a great president who made substantive improvement to the country. And when he defeated Bill Clinton's wizened baby oven, maybe Trump literally saved the Constitution, and he would have done even more but for an indisputably questionable election and the unprecedented fully fascist attacks of the establishment and their media and bureaucratic allies. He had to fight it on all, you know, everybody was concentrating on him. There are good reasons for him to run and good reasons for him not to, and none of them matter because the decision is Trump's, and smart money says he will go for it. So, does Ron DeSantis step up to the 800-pound Gorilla Channel fan for a Clash of the Titans? There are rumors that he's promised not to run if Trump does. And you shouldn't believe them. There is wish casting to the effect that he would take the Veep slot. And it won't happen. The fact is that this is DeSantis' time to score the big enchilada. He's never going to be better positioned than right after his smashing re-election victory. He will have momentum. He will have the excitement, and he will have the bully pulpit as governor of America's most vibrant state. Now, he's young. He's 44 years old, and he could wait, in theory, but why? Part of his sell would be the youth, and that applies both to the relatively youthful Trump and especially to crusty Grandpa Badfinger. Should he run again, which he seems to want to do. And after getting the nomination, some Democrat is going to have to spend the campaign explaining how inflation, foreign defeat, and an open border are actually good things. With potential competition like Krusty and Kamala or that supply chain superhero scourge of racist roads, Buttigieg, DeSantis would have to try to lose. But most of all, he has to consider the fact that things can only go downhill for him from here. An economic downturn, a hurricane the regime media will blame on his personal carbon footprint, a terrible health crisis, which thankfully his wife beat cancer and is back by his side. It could be anything. And it could change everything. Chance is fickle. And it is a cruel dominatrix, just the way the dispatch guys like them. And the problem with being on top is that there's nowhere to go but down. And that's the position DeSantis would find himself looking at in 2028. Right now, Trump does have the poll numbers. But right now, the 2024 race is hypothetical. Republicans, generally like Trump, except for the never Trump sissies. No one cares about them anyway. But the midterm flogging of the Dems is not even complete, and no one being polled is thinking deeply about 2024 yet. You know, it goes something like this. Who do I like? Haven't given it much thought. Trump, I guess. Now stop calling me during dinner. But soon we will have to think about it. They will have to start weighing in. Weighing the alternatives, the GOP base loves only one thing more than Donald Trump, that's winning. And DeSantis is a proven winner. Donald Trump has the entire axis of evil gunning for him. The GOP could very well offer the Donald a gold watch and a handshake once they think it over, or not. But one thing is undeniable. Ron DeSantis is the best position to beat Trump of any Republican who might run. And unlike Trump, he has no firm ceiling for votes in the general. If Trump wins, it will be a squeaker. It's just a function of how many losers hate him. DeSantis has no such baggage. And DeSantis knows this. He's not gum. He's not a dummy. And neither is Trump, who sees the governor of New Alligatoria as his only real competition. And the left are dumb, but even they see it. That's why we're already getting the inevitable. Trump is literally Hitler, but DeSantis is literally Hitler articles and tweets. The stars have begun to align now. All the pieces fit. The time is coming up. If Ron DeSantis ever wants to be president, this is his moment. This would be his moment. He will never have a better chance. It just remains, is this something that he wants to do? The best thing about this, though, is we're looking at the youngest guy on the bench. And were he to run and become president, all of these establishment types like the Nikki Haley's and the Jeb Bushes and everything, they age away and you know, they're no longer viable. They become less viable every moment they're not doing something. They're not sitting in some office or something. And if Ron DeSantis were to win or Donald Trump were to win, expect all of these Republican wannabes to step up and want posts. Except maybe Nikki Haley, who's already had a post under Trump. She might would want one under DeSantis. I don't know. It is really, there is relief on the horizon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Republicans and conservatives like to say that we must reform the Justice Department and the FBI. And I completely disagree with these idiots. And they are idiotic if they think that can be done. If we win the majority in Congress, they just need to be gone. You know, if you want to do something different later on, that's one thing. So that means completely gone, with no attempt to reform or rebuild. And that may sound like an overreach, but the time to restore our constitutional republic is upon us. This is the moment. If we're going to do it without firing any shots, this is the moment. Do any of us really believe that we're somehow safer or more secure with an intact DOJ and FBI? I mean, what are they doing that actually has to do with their mission? They are irredeemably corrupt, weeding out some of the more sinister miscreants within those organizations will not change the culture that has evolved over the past few decades. We tried that, and it made matters worse. And we should thank Barack Obama and Joe Biden for clearly illustrating to the American people the dangers inherent in an enforcement arm of the federal government. We're now living in a police state that will, through intimidation and force, move the country toward one-party rule and totalitarianism. How many more people's lives have to be destroyed before we all understand that we're under attack for what we believe, including, indeed, especially, exercising our First Amendment right? It's moved far beyond just Donald Trump and virtually anyone associated with him. Now, if you sell pillows for a living and in any way suggest that you believe the 2020 election was a fraud, then you're on the list for the FBI harassment and possible arrest. Never mind all that free country and Bill of Rights stuff. Now this is obviously not the American way. It is, however, the type of behavior that was instrumental in stirring up the American Revolution. We are witnessing a long train of abuses and usurpations. President Trump recently said that if he were to serve a second term, he would fire 50,000 swamp creatures across several government agencies. And I imagine that he thinks that's a lot of people, and God bless him for that. But that number is woefully inadequate. It literally needs to be upwards of 1 million pink slips if we are ever to restore our constitutional government. Now, I understand that people have become accustomed to the nanny state and that we need to move forward slowly with respect for both the Constitution and the rule of law. But we've been going in reverse more than a century. There are now well over 400 federal government agencies, and almost all of them are unconstitutional. People are beginning to understand that the nanny can morph into an unholy witch at a moment's notice. And our representatives need to start making big changes to try and unravel this mess before it consumes us. The easiest, most peaceful way to do it is to defund it. The Constitution clearly spells out the government's role. Nowhere does it call for a government police force. There is also little doubt that, as matters now stand, removing the DOJ and FBI would enhance domestic tranquility. These rogue agencies consider half of us to be their enemies. And that's hardly a recipe for domestic tranquility. We did just fine without them for nearly a century, and we would be better off if they were gone tomorrow. Because the Constitution intended for the states to absorb the policing duties that are now assigned to the federal government. If a state Department of Justice and its police force become corrupt, that does not affect the lives and rights of American citizens in the same way that it does at the national level. Take, for example, California or New York. Those of you who don't live in those two states, we actually have it pretty good as far as gun carriers. Now, it's also easier to fix corrupt agencies belonging to the individual states. Those institutions are closer to the people and can be more readily protested or elected away. If a state government becomes in any way oppressive, people have the option of just leaving. Most would not, but depending on the level of oppression, many would. And back to California, you need to look no further than what is happening in California today. A torrent of people leaving the state. This solution is not available at the federal level. Most people do not have the means to leave the country and would not want to leave if they did, because we're Americans. If the government needs lawyers to defend itself or to prosecute individuals within the government, they can be hired out of the private sector as they were before the DOJ's creation. And think of the money that would be saved yearly, somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 billion. What manner of ominous changes might we face without 10,000 government lawyers and their police force? Maybe securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Maybe an American renaissance. The pre-COVID booming Trump economy was largely a result of his efforts at deregulation. Downsizing the government is the ultimate form of deregulation, and what better place to begin with than the corrupt police state? All these times where they have shut the government down, have you ever actually noticed that? Have you ever been able to tell that the government was not shut down? Another thing to take into consideration right now, they're talking about all these, you know, the this is and the that is that go on. And Medicare, welfare, the debt, all these other things. And yet they have all this money to spend on the Green New Deal under the guise of the Inflation Reduction Act. And Biden's efforts and Biden's policies, they're going to hit us to the tune of about $8 trillion, watch and see. $8 trillion. And he's only been in office for 2 years. So, we need to look at government, and we need to be looking at where we can cut, and all of these governmental agencies, you know, you got too many. We have too many, you know, 400 federal government agents. 400? What do they do? And why? Why do they do it? What we're seeing on it right now in other nations, what we're seeing is as they attempt to move to this Green New Deal thing, we're seeing farms shut down, food production shut down. Why would we shut down food production? The Green New Deal is going to lead to famine, burning up, and freezing. This is government at play. This is government. They should not. They really need to consider, I don't know, maybe hiring a handler besides themselves, because they clearly. Plus, everybody in government should be kicked out of D.C. 6 months out of the year and made to go home. I'm losing my mind. That's all. I'm losing my mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Floridians are on alert after Tropical Depression 9 formed in the Caribbean early Friday morning. The system has 35-mile-per-hour winds, but the depression is expected to become a tropical storm Friday night, with more significant intensification forecast on Sunday and Monday. The National Hurricane Center saying it could become a Category 3 storm as it approaches the Florida coast next week. Multiple false shooting reports were made Friday at schools across Ohio. There were lockdowns and police responses to schools in Dayton and Cincinnati. There have been no reports of shots fired. SpaceX is planning to send another batch of satellites into orbit if weather permits. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying Starlink technology is scheduled to lift off Saturday night at 7:30. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm going to tell you something. If I were a, if I were serving in government right now, and I was a, I was, you know, trying to be conservative, and I was trying to hold the line for constitutionality, I would also be carrying a gun, or I would have security detail. And I would, one thing that I, if I were a government official, and I mean this, we'll get to the context in just a minute. If I were a government official, a senator, U.S. representative, and, I would look at what happened in Alexandria and I would take a lesson from that. Now, recently, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz was heckled while on a flight to Texas. And sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. But we also had a guy run over a kid because of a political disagreement. So, as Cruz was preparing to disembark when the plane landed, a passenger filmed Cruz and began to taunt him. He said, "We're in Houston. I thought we were going to Cancun." Referring to the family vacation last year made amid statewide power outages in Texas. There's nothing about your family or you, if you can go somewhere and protect your family, why wouldn't you? You're a U.S. senator. You're not the governor of the state. But, of course, you know. What we were talking about was last year during that big freeze they had in Texas. The next jibe pertained to gun control in the Texas school shooting in May that left 19 children and two adults dead. Senator, thank you for everything you've done since Uvalde. All those podcast episodes must have raised a lot of money for you. The heckler was mocking him for voting against a gun legislation bill. He then, Cruz, pointed to his proposed school safety bill that was blocked by Senator Chris Murphy. Heckler then asked Cruz whether he knew any of the names of the Uvalde victims, and Cruz responded, "I do." Ask why Chris Murphy objected and stopped the biggest school safety bill that's ever passed yesterday. Cruz previously was assailed in May at a restaurant in Houston following his speech to an NRA convention. This isn't the first time that Trump allies, and for some reason Cruz is perceived to be one of them, were harassed in public. Back in 2016, Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner were on a flight to New York's JFK International Airport when a co-passenger confronted and verbally attacked them. The heckling reached its crescendo in 2018. President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen was heckled by the D.C. Democratic Socialists of America at a Mexican eatery in D.C. Trump's press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was forced out of a Virginia restaurant merely because she worked for Trump. White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller was called a fascist while he's dining at a restaurant in D.C. Miller had another incident where he was taunted by a bartender who followed him out on the street after he picked up a takeout meal from a restaurant. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon was also targeted at a bookshop in Richmond, Virginia, by a woman who began verbally accosting him and calling him a piece of trash. Senator Cruz was compelled to leave a Washington restaurant after left-wing loons swarmed the senator, heckling him and demanding to know his position on the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Time for a hypothetical scenario. What if Trump supporters heckled Biden's White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, while she was having a quiet dinner at a restaurant with her family? They would be called racist, sexist, and homophobic. The hecklers would be branded as domestic terrorists and white supremacists. They would be sent to prison and placed in solitary confinement. The media would claim that Trump had ordered the attack. The FBI would open another investigation on Trump. The media would carry on the news for weeks. Jean-Pierre would claim the incident scarred her for life, for which she would get a lucrative book deal. Now, since the victims are Trump supporters, the media and the Democrats brand the assailants as hecklers and protesters, the implication being that they were exercising their democratic rights, whatever those are, and it was a case of righteous moral indignation. There is no concern or question about filming an individual without their consent or invading personal space or time. But this shouldn't surprise us. The media and the Democrats overlooked and euphemized the violence of Democratic terrorists threatening Supreme Court justices and vandalizing Catholic churches and pregnancy centers and the offices of pro-life groups. The BLM riots, supported by Democrats, were politely referred to as protests against systemic racism. The loss of lives, injuries, and considerable loss due to property destruction were ignored. In fact, the rioters were supported by the top Democrats. In fact, though, the systemic racism, if there is any of it, is run by the Democrats because they have everything in the system right now. They own it all. Beyond the obvious dual standards, what do we make of all of this? Joe Biden has already called the MAGA Republicans semi-fascist and the most extreme political organization in recent American history. He said he doesn't respect MAGA supporters. Many other Democrats have used incendiary language against MAGA Republicans since Trump kicked off his campaign in 2015. Many entertainment shows have devolved into platforms where the sole objective is to target political opponents, which right now is MAGA Republicans. They have dehumanized MAGA Republicans in the eyes of their supporters. Brainwashed, far-left social media activists interpret it as a call to arms. And in their addled minds, all methods are justified by the greater good. At times, they could just be seeking attention that enabled pecuniary gains. The concern here, which is one I have, is that a deranged individual could resort to violence. Back in June, a gunman who intended to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh was apprehended outside of his house. Back in 2020, Rand Paul was attacked by a mob while walking with his wife from the White House following the Republican National Convention. And that was not the first time he was actually been physically attacked. He got attacked in his front yard one time by a neighbor. In 2017, far-left terrorist and Bernie Sanders supporter opened fire at a ball practice in Virginia that seriously injured Representative Steve Scalise. Trump supporters have always been targets. The other day, in North Dakota, a guy ran down a 18-year-old kid, and he ran him down drunk. And he admitted it. He admitted that it was over a political argument. He was an extremist Republican. And it isn't just Democrats, hecklers, and thugs. They're misusing their investigative agencies to target political opponents all over the place. The January 6th probe exists to prevent Trump from running for office in 2024. Parents who oppose the indoctrination of their young children have been branded as domestic terrorists. FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. And we don't know why, really. It also has become practice for agencies to conduct raids, arrests, seize phones and computers, and intimidate Trump's allies and media figures seen to be sympathetic to Trump. And while the Biden administration is criminalizing political opposition, the Democrats, via their paid or brainwashed miscreants, are harassing or physically harming political opponents. And all of this is to make you afraid and to intimidate you. Now, the incidences of heckling may seem like minor annoyances, but it does cause distress. And these are not peaceful or playful heckles. There's violence in this. And if you want to place yourself in the target's position, you know, think about the last time you were in a heated argument or when someone was really vicious to you. Think about the last time you began to feel a little apprehensive about your physical well-being due to that. In the end, all of us actually sort of desire peace. But the ultimate objective behind these tactics is to have a one-party system that the Democrats rule. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Right now, there's something going on that I really don't understand. And I mean, I always thought of Mitch McConnell as the ultimate legislative political animal, an in close knife fighter who knew how to play the game. And now it's like he's a coward. It's like he's running away from victory. Because right now he's abandoning a competitive Arizona Senate race and potentially a Senate majority. And I think it's to maintain a conference that he can control in the upper chamber. This past Tuesday, Axios reported that McConnell's super PAC, the Senate Leadership Fund, is pulling another $9.6 million in television ads from the Arizona contest, where Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters remains locked in a tight effort to unseat gun grabber Mark Kelly. The cancellations mean the GOP's leading super PAC won't be spending any money in Arizona, one of the most closely watched Senate races in the country, according to Axios, adding that McConnell's allies are confident other outside conservative groups will make up much of the difference. Now, the $7.5 million tally from outside groups compiled by Axios is far from making up much of the difference, where Masters is outspent by Kelly upwards of 9-1, according to campaign finance data from Open Secrets. And hosting a fundraiser for Masters, as McConnell has planned in lieu of direct financing, is mere lip service to claim the Republican Senate leader still supports the party's Arizona nominee. And here's where the sad fact comes into play. And this is where you sit back and you're like, wow, somebody needs to be jerked around a little bit and shaken, don't they? The reality is that McConnell would rather run a Senate minority that's beholden to this octogenarian lawmaker than a majority with solid Republicans who refuse to kiss the ring. You know, he wants to be the godfather. The decision to pull nearly $10 million comes with less than a month after his super PAC canceled another $8 million in ads planned for Masters. During the Republican Senate primary, Masters said he would not back McConnell for another term of GOP leadership. Alaska Republican Senator Kelly Chewbacca, whose contest is tied against Lisa Murkowski, has also pledged to vote for someone else to lead the Senate conference after he began to pull support from the Arizona race. An independent super PAC affiliated with Heritage Action for America stepped up to inject $5 million into the contest, where Masters is within striking distance of Kelly. According to the Real Clear Politics latest aggregate of polls, which is often biased to shape rather than reflect public opinion, Masters is down by just over 3 points, less than 2 months before November. But McConnell seems content to let masters slip. This is malfeasance. This is malfeasance of office. McConnell, as the senior Republican elected official right now serving today, it is his job to see to it that Republican business is the business. And instead, he's playing this game because he likes being in charge. They actually make a little bit more extra money, I think, when you're in charge of something, but that's all beside the point. That's not what it's about for him. This is about power. And when a politician gets in there and they're like, oh, it's about the power, it's time to go. It's time to go. Let's go to North Dakota now. Talking about Shannon Brandt, the man charged with fatally hitting and running over a North Dakota teen, justified the act by echoing the same extremism rhetoric President Joe Biden wielded against Republicans during his most recent address. So after a political argument, Shannon Brandt got into a motor vehicle and ran over this 18-year-old guy, Taylor Ellingson, early Sunday morning. And the argument was over whether the teen was part of a Republican extremist group. Now, that language strongly resembles the description used by Biden just a few weeks ago to describe Trump and MAGA Republicans as being a threat to the very soul of the country. And in that speech, Biden claimed that it was Republicans who had blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence. Now, Ellingson was reportedly participating in a street dance before the incident occurred. According to court documents obtained by Valley News Live, Ellingson called his mom shortly before the crash to ask if she knew who Brandt was. She said, yeah, and I'm coming to pick you up. In the second call, Ellingson told his mom Brandt was chasing him. North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Niewind confirmed Brandt was the one who called 911 to report the crash around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday, but that didn't stop Brandt from abandoning the scene before officers arrived. Law enforcement confronted and arrested Brandt at his home, where he admitted to attacking Ellingson based on political motivations and leaving the scene where Ellingson lay dying. Neilan said, we're still trying to determine what exactly transpired at the time of the crash and prior to that as well. As of Monday night, law enforcement was unaware of any witness. Brandt, who also admitted to drinking before the incident, was charged on Monday with vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Brandt is apparently very deluded because he's out there saying, listen, I don't want this to affect my life. I have a life and a family and a job. He made his $50,000 bail. If he's convicted, he could face a minimum of 10 years in prison. This, by the way, is called political violence, and this FBI should be investigating this. But they won't. This is where, you know, and despite recently claiming that combating political violence and domestic extremism is a top priority, the FBI is not involved in this right yet. The federal is asking questions about whether they plan to investigate the motives for the alleged homicide. And they suggested the federalists contact local authorities for more information about the crime. And as of Tuesday night, corporate media outlets, which amplified Biden's shaming of MAGA Republicans, had not covered this killing. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about these things, these hecklers and all these other guys and all this other stuff. Here's the problem as I see it. On the one hand, we got McConnell, who's not going to help us secure a Senate majority because we're going to have a Republican majority in the House. And he should be out there right now doing everything he can to make sure we have it in the Senate. And he doesn't seem like he's interested in that. So he's just off being, I don't know what. Then we got this guy who's killing people because of a political disagreement, or I don't even know if that. He said that this guy was part of a Republican extremist group. And the teen obviously said, no, I'm not. Which I'm not a part of any Republican extremist group. I am a conservative. I am a populist. I am a nationalist. There's a lot of things I am. I am a constitutionalist. I'm an American first. And I am unwilling to have any political violence put on me. So, these things, as we see them, one of the reasons the FBI has got to go is because they're not in on this. One of the reasons the DOJ has got to go is because this is actually domestic terrorism. That's actually political violence. Homicide is political violence. Even the FBI calls homicide one of its four violent crimes. I don't know who's in charge of the uniform law report that comes out and tells us about all the crime that occurred in there, but that's one of them. That's one of the big four. And they're not in on this at the moment. They're out there. We'll just go talk to those guys. They're in on it. They got it. They got it. Local law enforcement. Local law enforcement. So, you know, we got the president that wants to see you get trampled. We got, and he's talking to a bunch of brain-addled miscreants that get out here and believe everything he says. No critical thinking employed at all. And if they see you, they think they've got a green light to come after you. Thankfully, I hope, when I'm talking, because everybody tells me, well, most of your audience is in the choir, I hope the choir is prepared. That, without a doubt. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.